So this message I'm going to share today is, the title is The Journey. And it's a bit of a follow-on message from Pastor Yunami's message last weekend, the Easter weekend message of the crucifixion and Jesus rising on the third day. So we have all been commissioned to go and preach the gospel to all the earth, laying hands on the sick and they shall recover. Jesus has given us the power and authority to do this. But obviously, we are on this journey. We are traveling together as a church. But, you know, like myself, I like traveling. When you're on the road, you meet traffic. Sometimes the traffic is congested and you get backed up. That's the same thing with our Christian walk. On this walk and on this journey, sometimes something happens along the way, a misunderstanding or something, and you get backed up. You know, you've got to be content and not lose your mind and start getting all upset. We're on this journey. And we've got to know that to get to our destination, which is heaven, we need to have and prepare ourselves. And then on the journey also, on the road, you find fast drivers. Guys are rushing. And as Christians, we got to have a steady pace. No use trying to get ahead of yourself. I want to do this, I want to be a missionary, evangelist. You'll get burnt out very quick. You gotta have a balance. You gotta, yes, enjoy life, but also don't forget we need to serve the Master. And then again, you get slow drivers on the road. And as a Christian, you can't be too slow in this walk. Otherwise, as on the road, you'll be in the way of other cars trying to go past you. So as a Christian, you also got to be just on the right pace. You got to know, okay, I'm serving the Lord, and you got to improve yourself. You can't stay where you are. You got to try and learn more and do better things. And then you have first you have good drivers. You get good people along the way. We all like to meet them. But then you get bad drivers. And yes, as Christians, we're supposed to encourage. We can't now also become bad and also want to be angry. So the word of the Lord said in Matthew 7:13, broad is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there's many going on that road. But narrow is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And we as a church here together, we need each other in this walk. Because we have to walk in such a way that we're on a high place. So if you look down, you might lose your balance. But when we hold each other as a church and encourage each other as we are walking along the way, definitely we're going to have the strength. And then we see when Jesus was still on earth, he called the 12 disciples to himself. That's my scripture today in Luke 9:1-3. And then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for the journey. Right, I'll leave it there. And we see they went out. And then we see in Luke chapter 10, he sent 70, 2 by 2, to go out and preach the gospel, lay hands on the sick. And when they came back, they were rejoicing. They were very excited. They said, even the demons were subject to us. And Jesus said to them, don't rejoice in that the demons are subject to you and that you lay hands on the sick and they recover. But be joyful in that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
And today, my brothers and sisters, this is what we are striving for. Yes, you can give $1 million. It's a lot of money. To the poor, to the needy. Or you can fast, let's say, 40 days, 40 nights. Yes, it's not easy. But at the end of the day, be thankful for what? That your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. All glory goes to Jesus. Because as we sang that song, we said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. You know, that is a huge thing. Because that is how we are on this road. It wasn't just easy. And we go back to the message of last week when Pastor Yunami was sharing that on the third day after Jesus had been crucified on the Friday, on the third day he rose. And the first people to see Jesus are the ladies. Let's be thankful for the ladies. Because these are the first people that saw Jesus when he rose from the dead. We are blessed to have the ladies with us. Anyway, we're going to back it up a little bit. Because before that, we know that the Pharisees and the learned men of the day, they said, yes, we know Jesus said he's going to rise on the third day. So they went to Pilate and they said, please, we cannot allow stories. And I've got the scripture for this. This will be Matthew 27, verse 16, yeah. And anyway, they went to him and they said, please, can you secure a guard around the tomb? Because we have heard that, all right, I'll go down there. Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, he has risen from the dead. So, because the Roman rule of the day was in order, they had governments, they had legal people, you had court cases, the soldiers were well trained. You weren't just a soldier when you just hired now. No, you went for proper training. And you find that they set a guard, and a guard could have been round about 500 soldiers. Because a legion is about 5,000. But they set a guard and they sealed the stone to make sure that nothing would go wrong. And you find the way they set the guard is like in a circle. And so you get like the first three rows of normal soldiers. Just normal soldiers. But as you get to the middle row, you start getting a bit medium to heavy, more skilled, more trained. But right at the center of this tomb or whatever they're guarding, you've got the heavy soldiers, the gladiator type. A bit like Pastor Steven. Big guys. And you can imagine if you try to get in there to try and steal the body of Jesus. Maybe you'll get past couple of rows if you train. But as you get into the middle, remember, you're getting more bigger guys. At last, when you get right to the tomb, you really have to be very strong because now you're meeting up with giants. But the God that we serve, he's a supernatural God. He's the all-powerful God. And you find that an angel descended with an earthquake, and the stone was rolled away. And the soldiers that were right there, the biggest of them all, it's in the scripture there, they became like dead men for fear of this angel, because his face was shining like lightning. Can you imagine looking at a person? The face is shining like lightning and his clothes is white as snow. They were gone. And Jesus stepped out. That is the beginning of our journey when he conquered death once and for all. Now, we have somewhere to go. We are on this journey together. We want to get to have our name written in that Lamb's Book of Life. And the first ones he appeared to, yes, was Mary. And he said, go and tell my disciples that I will go ahead of them. And you find that the disciples were actually hiding away, can you believe it, for fear of what has just taken place to their master, being crucified in such a gruesome way. They had nothing left in them. They were hiding in the room. And when the ladies came and said, no, come on. You see, we have to be blessed with our ladies that are able to encourage us when we are feeling down. And listen, we've seen Jesus, and the disciples said, can't do it. You're going to know what you're talking about. This is not a joke. They said, we've seen him. And so Peter and John rush to the tomb. And for sure, they find, there's the clothes. Jesus is risen. And that very same day, two disciples were on their way to Emmaus. And I looked up the word Emmaus. It's like healing waters or deliverance or salvation. And we find these two disciples were heading to this place. And they were in a state of anxiety because what had just taken place. And you will see it written there. They were discussing, how could this happen? Our master, you know, he's been crucified and all what took place. And Jesus himself drew near to them. But because it was twilight, they couldn't really see who it was. And this journey they're on, it's about a 7 mile, so you're looking about 10K maybe. That's how far they're walking. And just to back up a little bit, I got a little testimony about back in South Africa. I worked for a company and you know, we grew up in apartheid here, and I worked for the white boss. And obviously, I had started my Bible study, and he gave me permission to do a Bible study, even though I'm working there. People work away and come back on that night that I was doing my courses. And I didn't think really, you know, they knew much about Christianity. You know, I just thought, wow, when they treat, you know, the other people bad, and so I thought, nah, maybe. And what happens is we used to work away a lot. So when you're going on a job, he'll call you to the office and then he'll tell you where you're going. And then if you needed petty cash, he'll give you money for the journey and everything. So he said to me, I'm sending you to a place called Emmaus. Now this place, it's a hospital, because we did a lot of, we worked on steam boilers. Paid a lot of boilers to keep steam for kitchens, the laundries. So I had to go there, far away from where we were. And he says, do you know where is Emmaus in the Bible? And to be honest, I didn't know the answer. I had no answer. I thought, where is that? And exactly when I looked, that was in the Bible, the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. And when I got to Emmaus, in the foothills of the Drakensberg, what a lovely place. High altitude. And that hospital, they see two people with lung infections, asthma, tuberculosis. When I jumped out of the car, the air was actually thin. You could actually feel the air. It just opened up your chest. Now, can you imagine? these two disciples are on the way to Emmaus, where they're going to be healed. This is the name of the place, salvation. And this is where we are also on a journey. We need to receive that healing and that salvation. And I thought to myself, sometimes we judge too soon. I didn't expect the boss to know that about this, the word. He really knew the word to be able to say to me, and do you know where it's come out from the Bible? It's out of the truth. How did he knew? Because he reads his Bible, he knew the word. And sometimes as Christians, we should step back a little bit. When somebody got some advice, let's take heed. Not quick to get in and ask, what do you know? You know? No. God is a loving God. He's a faithful God, and we are his ambassadors. So we need to take a reading from there. And we find that as these disciples were on their way, Jesus began, he asked them, what are you discussing? And they explained it to him. And the one who answered him was a bit rough. He said, are you the only stranger in the whole of Jerusalem who doesn't know what has taken place? And then Jesus opened the scriptures and he began to explain things to them. And we find when they came to Emmaus, then he said to them, okay, I won't continue with you anymore. And they pleaded with him, no, come in. Just come in with us a little bit. And he broke the bread. And you see, when he broke the bread, their eyes opened. My brother, my sister, our eyes need to open when we see what Jesus has done for us. And he's risen from the dead. What price he paid. Oh, we should be more than thankful. And that very moment, he vanished before them. You see, God is with us all the time. Yes, we can be on the road that seems like we're going on a journey to nowhere. Jesus is with you. And I will be with you, Lord, until the end of the age. That is the promise of His. And sometimes we think, oh, we are alone. No. He is there with us. And we find that very moment when Jesus vanished, those disciples were rejuvenated. They got the strength. They've just walked 10K, let's say a little bit further. And they decided that moment, they rose up and returned back to Jerusalem to go and tell the disciples what had taken place. And it's time for us as a church to rise up, to stand up. And yes, we know out there it's a busy road, it's a highway and a byway, but we have been commissioned. And when you've been commissioned, I worked a lot on construction. I think we were construction workers. They build a plant from scratch, and then when it's complete, they test everything. It's commissioned. And Jesus has completed the job. It's done. It's finished. There's nothing more we need to do. Imagine if it was the other way. And he commissioned us before he went to the cross. Go and preach the gospel. People will be like, what are you talking about? But no. The work is finished. And even when you commission a plant, you'll find sometimes there's a leak or something is loose. Something is incomplete. That's us on this journey. We got time to rectify certain things. While we're here on earth, while we're traveling together, we need to encourage each other. We need to be there for each other. Because we are not all perfect. But we all have different faces. And so we have different needs. We have different gifts. And we need to encourage each other and strengthen each other in those areas. The band can come up. So we need to continue on this journey in such a manner that we could complete it to receive this eternal life Doesn't matter. Whatever you do, you can go to church every day. But most importantly, we've got to glorify the King of Kings. What he's done for us. That's ultimately. So in doing that and doing what he's blessed us with and keeping tabs with each and every other person, yes, we will have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. And we're going to open the pulpit if there's any prayer. Yes. If there's any needs, whatever the situation, Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If somebody has not given their hearts to the Lord, the stage is open. We're going to ask Jesus to come into their lives because it's complete. It is done. And we are blessed because victory is ours. The battle belongs to the Lord. He said, whatever the situation, ask and it shall be given. And so we come before him right now as a church. Let us just pray.